This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Grab your coat.
Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Taking action here, fighting the globalists at point blank range. And guess who else is taking action? The Motor City Madman. Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent's joining us. He's been really calling out the vaxxed, trying to be bullies to those of us that have natural immunity. So he's joining us coming up next segment. And I'm also going to get his take on this big story. I just had the crew ask me, why are you covering this? And that's a good thing. Who doesn't normally say, why aren't you covering something? This is so big, I should be covering it. Yes, you saw the national school boards, especially the Communist Party in this country, that want to make our kids wear masks and don't want to ever do any work. The teachers' unions have come out and said, we want anti-terrorism teams at the school boards. People yelling at us and saying we're tyrants needs to be illegal. And the good old attorney general came out and put a letter out and absolutely agreed with that. So that is coming up as well with Ted Nugent. And you already got the feds releasing almost all of the Antifa, including people that set fire to federal courthouses. Because, you know, whoever said a protest is peaceful, that's Cuomo, CNN. But then hundreds of people that didn't break anything, didn't hit a cop, there's no footage of it, who were waved in by the police, are still in jail. And Owen Schroyer did not go in the Capitol. He'd been arrested before protesting Nadler, something everybody else is allowed to do if it's a Republican being protested. And you've got Joe Biden defending people that are getting in people's faces and following them in bathrooms. Owen didn't do that. He just simply shouted out, the impeachment of Trump is wrong. They threw him out of the committee room, something Code Pink does all the time for other issues, which I think they have a right to do. They shouldn't be arrested. And so he said, hey, I can't, you know, bullhorn on Capitol grounds. I'm not supposed to protest. I'll just be a media observer. He said that on tape. And he was under his probation for a misdemeanor, not supposed to protest in the Capitol or in another federal building. Well, he didn't. And he has been indicted, and they just put on the indictment that he forced his way physically into the Capitol. So there's also a criminal fraud on the face of it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I know for a fact, because I've gotten the calls, the feds have been calling people that we've had on as guests over the years, women, men, you name it, and saying, hey, did you meet with Alex Jones? We want to meet with you about Alex Jones. We want to know what he was planning that day. Anybody who knows me knows everything I'm up to is above board, unless I tell you it's not above board. Like I told you, we're doing lots of stuff we're doing to get around deplatforming and other things, and we're not going to talk about it. It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's all completely kosher, but we're certainly not going to give our enemies a blueprint on how to try to shut us down. And so let's just say I'm shedding my skin. And I need a lot of energy. And what is the symbol of energy? It's a dollar sign until they get rid of that soon with the global currency. You think the Federal Reserve's bad? Wait till the behavioral modification, social engineering, global social credit score, carbon tax world IDs here. And so that's why I said earlier, listen, go get a book, get a T-shirt, get a film. Sign up for things you're going to need every month or every 2 months or 3 months for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime. It's free to cancel. But you're going to like the coffee. I think you're going to love it. You're going to love Ultra 12, vitamin B12. You're going to love Winter Sun. You're going to love Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force is finally almost back in with the supply chain breakdowns. That's what's hurting us. You guys buy enough of the product to keep us on air and to expand. But we just can't ever get it because everything's breaking down and I'm not lowering the quality of the products. So it's a real problem. But finally, we've got some of the products in and sign up for AutoShip so you can continually support us in the future and support yourself. But now is the time. If you want to see us fight, you want to see us in the info war, capitalize this today, because you may not be able to in a month or 6 months. If we don't get the capital, they're going to be able to really cripple this operation. So I need to be flooded with energy now and your prayers. Please help us. We're trying to help you. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You ought to see Uncle Ted play this in person. Or the Star Spangled Banner right there in his living room with his great wife, Shemaine, and the Yellow Labs, the Golden Retrievers. Yes, Ted Nugent is at it again, ladies and gentlemen, fighting the tyrants. And here's a quick clip of what we're about to talk about with him.
Well, would you speak to the people who believe it is a worthwhile vaccine and it is saving lives? Are they just dead wrong? Are they been fed a line from the federal government?
Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the people that went ahead and got the jab. I speak their language. I would speak to them thusly. Bah, bah, bah. They understand that.
Well, so all these millions of people that got the shots, they're just stupid?
Yep.
I want to give out a Ric Flair.
Woo!
To that. So, my fellow Texan, my fellow American, the Motor City Madman joins us. Ted, thanks for coming on. I saw that clip this morning going viral and wanted to get you to elaborate and hopefully do a little Obama supporter. Obama, do a little more of that for us. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Well, my pleasure, Alex. You know, I got to tell you, I was dead serious, and there's nothing more serious than combating these power-abusing, oath-violating, genocidal tyrant punks. But you have to admit, you can't not laugh when you see me take on public television dirtbags like that. And they just don't know what to do when I hand it over to them to get their points of view. I mean, literally, I don't know if they have their heads straight up Fauci's ass. I don't know if they've been just propagandized that would make Joseph Goebbels proud. I don't know if they're just that weak, that stupid, that gullible. But what I express is an accumulation. See, you know, Alex, I've always mentioned, and it's important to emphasize, that I'm just a guitar player, but I'm an American father, husband, neighbor, rancher, farmer, cop, guitar player in the asset column. Everybody benefits from the Nugent work ethic and the Nugent entrepreneurial spirit and the Nugent attitude and spirit. But I have never imagined that this pandemic by the Chinese communist weaponized virus would actually be eclipsed by the pandemic of sheep-like bending over compliance that I'm witnessing. And I just hope everybody listening to Alex Jones, I hope they drive their mayor, their senator, their congressman, and their governor's office batty. Because if you're not driving the enemy batty, the enemy thinks you're on their side. And that's why I do these media things every day of my life, because I represent the pulse, the heart and soul of critical thinking Americans. By the way, the only Americans that are real Americans and that deserve to be Americans are Americans that critically think and are suspicious of everything about the government, the media, the medical community, every alphabet soup bureaucrat, high tech, big tech, Hollywood. I'm telling you, this is a juncture whether we take the road to freedom or we bend over and give it to these punks in government.
Absolutely. You know, you and I last year looked at the statistics, the numbers. There were no extra deaths per capita. They were saying gunshot wounds and car wrecks and cancer were COVID. But then when you got it this year and I got it, and even before we got it, we knew people were actually getting something real that was different. Wasn't a flu, wasn't a cold, felt like a gorilla was sitting on my chest, almost killed my dad. But budesonide and things like that were able to, you know, get him to turn around very, very quickly. I know you hadn't got over it, and the statistics show right here, and Pfizer even admits in undercover videos, but the Israeli study shows natural immunity is up to 27 times better. So why would they try to force an injection on 100 million Americans that have already had this nasty Chi-Com bug?
Oh, I don't even care about their motivations. Just like if someone breaks into my house, I don't really care what his motivations are. I'm going to cut him in half. I don't care what a rapist's motivations are. The guy needs to die. I don't care what a carjacker and a murderer and an arsonist, I don't care what their motivations are. They need to be neutralized. And to your point, the most emphatic evidence to support what you and I raise hell about is that we have the footage. We have the footage of Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Dr. Devil Fauci punk at the Wuhan lab scamming American tax dollars to help the devil Chinese communists. Let's come on, everybody. The communist Chinese devils, they kill their own people. They have concentration camps for people. They are genocidal, tyrannical, evil monsters. And Fauci, Pelosi, and Barack Obama helped them create a gain-of-function virus that guarantees that everybody will get it. And the most important point I can bring out is that when my buddies and my friends and my hunting buddies and my fellow musicians and my wife Shemaine and I got it, we went to the frontline doctors and we did exactly the opposite of what the government told us to do. I'm sorry, Ted, there's no treatment. Bull crap. The frontline doctors recommend across the board hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, steroids, and zinc. I've been taking zinc since October of 2019, and I've always taken C, D, B12, and I've always eaten good and taken good care of myself, clean and sober. I get a lot of exercise. I breathe more wild swamp air than any duck you'll ever meet. And so I was already in good shape, but we did exactly the opposite of what the government told us to do, and we were 100% fine within days, along with everybody else that I know that took the frontline doctor's recommended treatment.
Absolutely.
That the government says is no good.
TedNugent.com is the website for everything Ted Nugent and Ted Nugent World. Absolutely. My dad didn't tell me he was sick for a week and a half. My mom says she's never been that sick. My dad was 82 oxygen. He couldn't even get up to know who he was. Within 5 or 6 hours after I got the ivermectin, the budesonide from Dr. Bartlett here in Texas, and my dad was up and walking around. Well, the next day, he was 90% better. I mean, this was incredible. And if I would have taken him to the hospital, they'd have put a ventilator down his throat. They would have murdered my dad.
Well, to all the families across America and everybody listening, reach out to people that don't listen to Alex Jones. And I mean that. Reach out to people who are afraid and are intentionally hiding from information that squashes the real misinformation from government, big tech, and all the bureaucracies. Reach out to your family and friends and let them know that Alex Jones and Ted Nugent and all good heart and soul, caring, loving Americans, we share your pain and suffering. We share your heartbreak that you've lost loved ones. My good friend, one of the greatest Americans that ever drove the asset column of America, Jim Brown from Indiana. Just a great man, Alex. And he died 2 days ago, and we're still mourning. We are shattered at the loss of our loved ones and our dear friends. And the reason they're dying is because the United States government is the enemy of America, and they worked with the communist Chinese devils to weaponize a virus to hurt mankind. So the government of the United States and the communist Chinese devils killed my friend Jim, period.
That's incredible, and I can hear the anger in your voice. I've known you 20-something years and never heard you sound that focused, that angry, and you're always a focused guy. This just broke, Ted, and I hope that you and Shemaine will check it out. I'll send you the actual clip. I did a 40-minute report on it last night. Fauci in 2019 bragged with the head of HHS about needing a virus out of China to scare people to accept mRNA vaccines and, quote, blow up the existing system so they could take it over. Actual video, and now we know they lied to Congress. Now we know that they basically cooked all this up on purpose, the documents show, and wanted to spray it into Chinese caves. What do you make of that?
Well, all the smart Americans, the ones that perform their most important independent life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, autonomous responsibility, they are suspicious of all authority, and now it is universal amongst critical thinkers and smart Americans. We distrust the U.S. government. Every alphabet soup bureaucracy is virtually untrustworthy. The CDC, the FDA, the Communist Chinese WHO, the USDA, the FBI, led by the Comeys and the enemies of law.
Ted, stay there. You're always on fire, but you're really on fire right now. Let's come back and talk about how much trouble this country's in and out of state. But stay with us, Ted Nugent, right ahead.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get yourself.
You heard it all before, but I'm gonna say it again. Time is running out. The means justifies the end. Everybody knows you gotta make your stand. I'm going for the throat, 'cause I wanna be your man.
You didn't see me coming. I was riding to play your horse. There was too much thunder and lightning. The revolution is right on course. Where the hell are you gonna run to get away from yourself? Where are you gonna hide, baby? From you and nobody else.
Ted Nugent is with us. He's got a new song out, which is Come and Take It, that we'll play at the end of this segment, just 30 seconds of or so. But Ted, you're really upset. You're really angry talking about your good friend dying from them not giving him the life-saving medical attention that's almost saving 100% of people. Even Fox News reports Senator Paul and Dr. Bartlett, who joins us next segment, and Dr. Watkins say FDA should grant budesonide emergency use authorization to treat COVID. You were getting into the fact that they blocked that, even though it's got Oxford studies showing it's incredible. And then you were getting into the situation that is taking place with Americans not trusting this government because it's been occupied by Chi-Com double agents. So please continue with both those points.
Well, again, critical thinking is the DNA of freedom demanding we the people, the experiment in self-government that is unique in the history of humankind here in the United States of America. And the Founding Fathers critically fought against the king. The Founding Fathers critically fought against the arbitrary, punitive, and capricious and demonic rules that the king forced upon its subjects. So they wrote down what they knew instinctively to be free, to be right, the gift of individual rights from God. That's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Well, right now, if you're a critical thinker, if you're a good American, if you critically think, entrepreneurs, you know, people, the people in the arena, in the swirling dust of battle, the entrepreneurs that take risks and make sacrifices to start a new business and to employ people, the economic engine of the greatest quality of life in the history of the world, those critical thinkers are being punished and ostracized. If you're a critical thinker and you're suspicious of the government, which you have to be, if you're honest, you have to be suspicious of everything about this government right now more than ever. And if you are a critical thinker, you can't shop, you can't go to work, you can't go to school. If you turn down the most offensive forced medicine in the history of the world, where the government says you have to take this shot or you can't go to the movies, you can't eat, you can't have a job, you can't go to school, you can't travel, you can't live. We're not forcing it upon you, but you can't have a life without it. Those critical thinkers are being punished and ostracized while we are importing desperate people from around the world. We're flying in Afghan from the hell holes of their worthless lifestyle on C-17s. We are witnessing the orchestration of an invasion of America by the government of the United States of America. Make that perfectly clear. The government, the entire gang of Democrat Marxists infesting our government, are orchestrating the invasion of America through our southern border because those people will blindly obey the Democrats. They're getting rewarded. They are not restricted like citizens are because critical thinkers are being taken out of the equation so the government can control these new saps that are coming here illegally. It's as simple as that. If you're a good American, you're thrown out. If you're a blind, obedient sheep, you're welcomed in and rewarded. That's all we need to know.
Well, that's right. Coming from tyrannies into a tyranny to help suppress the nation. And I know that there's some good folks still left at the Pentagon. They have their Project Solace run by the big AI system. It found that the majority of deaths and hospitalizations were from the vaccinated, and that it's destroying their immune system and creating a syndrome called ADE that over time kills about 80% of people that develop it, Ted. I mean, this is from the Pentagon's own Project Solace. What do you make of that?
Well, number one, we the people salute you, Alex Jones, because you got a T-Rex ball sack swinging from coast to shining coast. And you're what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be, suspicious of all authority. And you don't do it mean-spirited, but you look into it. And before the government can hide their own findings, you expose the findings that support everything you and I believe in and talk about, and destroys what they call misinformation, because the guaranteed misinformation on planet Earth comes from the United States of American government and all its corrupt, criminal, oath-violating bureaucracies. This is a tragic time in America, but let me keep it positive, if I may. There is positive, Alex. Number one, I'm going to have the greatest hunting season of my life. We have the greatest bunch of guys and gals joining the Nugent campfire every weekend. Great, great Americans. We're going to have a wonderful natural fall season of harvest and really stack up the backstraps, but we fight against the corrupt bureaucracies in between each hunt, because we work hard before we play hard. So thank you for being a cockroach spotlighter of all times. I give you the Ted Nugent Cockroach Spotlight Czar Award of a lifetime, because you're doing the Americans' number one job, spotlighting criminal.
Well, I'm trying to, I give you that award back as the king of spotlighting the cockroaches. In closing, I want to talk about other positive things. I see it as really positive, not in a good way from them, but overall, that the disgusting National Teachers Association called parents protesting vaccines and poisons and masks as terrorists, and now the Justice Department agrees and is going to send the FBI to school boards to intimidate people. I've got the national letter right here that I can show people. This just shows how desperate they are. Nobody's going to buy that the FBI counterterrorism force is now going to try to intimidate people protesting at school boards. I mean, this is desperate stuff, Ted Nugent.
Well, until a law enforcement agency arrests Barack Obama and Eric Holder for killing Brian Terry with their gun-running scam, and until they arrest Hillary Clinton and all those punks for lying to the victims of the Benghazi family, claiming it was about a video, until they arrest Lon Horiachi for murdering Vicky Weaver and her son, until they really go after the James Comeys for his perjury and the Adam Schiff for putting on the congressional record 100% lies claiming it came from Donald Trump, until they really go after the real criminals in our society, the good people of America laugh in their corrupt face. But let me leave you with this, Alex. You know who shares my campfire every weekend? Cops and military heroes.
That's right. The average folks are great.
And to the man and woman of law enforcement, they are sworn to not obey an illegal, immoral, oath-violating order. If these millipunks of the world and the so-called commander and inept, demented chief that infests our White House, if they give an immoral, illegal, oath-violating command, those heroes will be on our side, I promise you.
Beautiful. Sir, please give us another imitation of the vaccinated.
Well, that's actually a quote from the French national anthem, but I think they understand it.
Speaking of the national anthem, we're going to come back and play your new song that people can find at TedNugent.com, Don't Tread on Me. Ted, say hi to Shemaine, and God bless you, and happy hunting.
You betcha. The song is Come and Take It. It's a love song.
Oh, it's coming. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Selects too. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sent to you, come and take it. I hadn't heard it yet, then I butchered it last segment. I'm like, his new song, Don't Tread on Me. So I can't wait to hear the whole thing. That sounds like a big like NFL anthem song. You know, it sounds like we will rock you. But instead of, just talking about using drugs or whatever, it's talking about you're not going to get our guns. That's powerful. Speaking of, come and take it, we need to come and take the ivermectin, the budesonide, the things that have now been proven in major studies to absolutely target and reduce the severity of this very serious bioweapon cooked up by Fauci and Bill Gates and others. And so now he's getting completely vindicated, not just by Oxford 6 months after he discovered this and promoted it, not just by other major studies, scientific studies of the highest caliber, the Stoic study, as he was saying, that style, but also by millions and millions of people that have seen the miraculous things that happen. And now you've got Pfizer coming out with their new miracle pill, antiviral, that's based with a lot of the same compounds and chemicals that are in ivermectin. So here's the headline. You see the full report at FoxNews.com. Senator Paul and Dr. Bartlett and Dr. Watkins, FDA should grant budesonide emergency use authorization to treat COVID. So I wonder how Howard Stern feels making fun of you, saying you're making money off budesonide when you don't sell it. You point people at online pharmacies to get the inhalable steroid. And I wonder how he feels in his wig and his outfit now that Senator Dr. Paul and others are trying to get emergency authorization of this. And of course, we know Stern's just following talking points given to him by Big Pharma, because if we're not sick and dying, well, we won't be in their clutches. So, Dr. Bartlett, thanks for joining us in the middle of your busy schedule.
Alex, thank you. Your listeners are getting facts. They're getting science. Hashtag science. Science matters. And what you're giving people is useful information instead of propaganda talking points. So I want to thank you for your diligence, for your tenacity, for not giving up. When people have tried to destroy you over and over again, you can't keep a good man down. Alex Jones is a good man.
I appreciate that, Doctor. We're all under attack. They're attacking doctors across the nation that prescribe ivermectin and budesonide. They're attacking pharmacies that do it. These are serious war crimes, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, if you withhold life-saving medicine and you're a doctor, I can't think of a more egregious abuse of power. When you're the one who actually, there are doctors who have used some of these medicines and seen people come off the ventilator. They wrote the order in the ICU as a flippant thing to get a husband off their back, and the patient recovers, is off the ventilator in 1 week, home with the family in 2 weeks, and that same doctor is withholding that from other people later. How do you explain that? But I'll tell you, Rand Paul is a hero, and I appreciate his brilliant explanation of things. He just cuts to the chase, and as do you. And the issue is there already early effective outpatient treatment strategies? Yes, there is. And is there actually something you can do to treat ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome caused by COVID, and recover and rescue people? Yes, there is. And so what we're talking about is overwhelming evidence. The science is already settled. There is nothing to figure out. We know that monoclonal antibodies, a 30-minute infusion, sitting in the chair, bored, getting an IV infusion, will improve your chances. 70% decrease of hospitalizations and death with a 30-minute infusion. That's a no-brainer.
And again, we've got Biden and his handlers trying to block that.
That's called... Rand Paul is right on. This is socialism. This is communism. This is rationing of health care. And you and I grew up hearing about the bread lines in Russia. I think our children have not been aware of that as much as we have. It hasn't been taught in the schools. We were aware that they had bread lines while we were eating dinner with our families. People in Russia had to wait hours, even days, to get milk or bread for their families. That's rationing of food, and you can control the peasants if you control the food. But, you know, there's lots of principles about socialism, and one of them is rationing. And so when there's no lack, no shortage of monoclonal antibodies for COVID, but you have the threat has been spoken, at least, of rationing health care, including rationing of monoclonal antibodies to several states that happen to be states that are contrary to the dictatorship, like Texas and Florida. You have Governor DeSantis, who is a real hero, standing up and saying, you know what, I'm going to do what I am supposed to do. I'm going to take care of the people of Florida because they're under my responsibility. And if I have blockage of life-saving medicine to Floridians, no matter what color, no matter what their political background, no matter what, if they're a human and they're under my influence, I will make sure they get what they need. Congratulations, Governor DeSantis, for leading the way. And Governor Abbott has followed the example of DeSantis.
That's right. And I should add for Howard Stern attacking you that you also were the top medical advisor to Rick Perry for 7 years. You're now one of the main advisors to the current governor, Governor Abbott. And again, have won the Texas Leadership, a medical assistant, monoclonal antibody infusion center advisor for the state of Texas, COVID Texas emergency management. And you have been working countless hours tirelessly directing people to online pharmacies to get these life-saving, inexpensive drugs that you have no financial interest in. And for that, you get attacked. It's not about lionizing you doing your job. You are then attacked by these people who are monsters, who are enemies of truth and life, and they need to be identified.
Enemies of the people. When you're withholding life-saving medicine, there's 33 million Texans, roughly. And if you're going to just arbitrarily say, I'm going to cut distribution of life-saving medicine that will prevent 70% of death, arbitrarily cut it, the distribution of that by 50%, that's the monster that would even whisper that. As far as suppressing the truth, that inhaled budesonide, according to Oxford University, would prevent 90% of hospitalizations. I thought the hospitals were overwhelmed at one point. This should be something that hospitals should be excited about.
Well, all I know, Dr. Bartlett, is that I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I realized how the average person would get scared and go to the hospital, because it was scary in the middle of the night waking up, not being able to get a breath down. And, again, I was tough, so a few days I ignored it while my parents had already gotten the treatment and from you. And then I got it, and within an hour of the first budesonide treatment, I was getting deep breaths. And by the next day, I was about 80% better with that. And ivermectin, and we all experience this. Ted Nugent experiences this. Millions have experienced it. Now we have the science proving our anecdotal evidence. And then, again, they try to suppress it. It's just total proof that they really just want to depopulate people, or is it just about making money and they don't want you to know that there's other things other than the vaccine?
Minions can be controlled with the money. That I'm convinced of. That there are people who are motivated by money. But I think it is bigger than that. There's only a few explanations that'll fit when you're on purpose talking about rationing of life-saving medicine during a pandemic. I was one of the top health care advisors for Governor Rick Perry for 7 years. And as a result of that, I was surprised at the end of that to receive the Meritorious Service Award from the Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner. But, you know, you would think that might make it where I might have something worth hearing when I uncover something that's saving lives. But instead, you have Fauci recruit Matthew McConaughey to do an online interview where he says that budesonide for COVID is just a placebo. But Oxford University proved later in the STOIC trial 90% of hospitalizations could be prevented with inhaled budesonide. That's pretty outrageous that he hasn't walked back on that and hasn't apologized. How many American lives have been lost because of that?
It's incredible. Stay there. I want to do one more segment. I know you're very busy. I get back to work, but I want to ask you about the new developments, the new Project Veritas video, the new studies backing up.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Richard Bartlett is our guest. We just had Ted Nugent on, and they're both saying the same thing. We've got to educate people. We've got to warn people that if you just go and get a ventilator put on you, you're probably going to die. Or they say 92% of people in New York that got put on one died. Or was it 94? So to Richard Bartlett, former top medical advisor to Rick Perry, Volunteer Service Merit Award from HHS Commission. That's nationally. Texas Leadership Medical Assistant, Monoclonal Antibody Infusion Center Advisor in Texas, COVID Texas Emergency Management. And he tries to help folks by giving them websites that educate them, budesonineworks.com and synergyhealthdpc.com. But again, it'd be fine if he was selling this stuff, but he's not. He's pointing you to an online pharmacy so you can find it so 10,000 people don't call him. The problem is doctors, most places won't give it to you. Hospitals won't give it to you, most of them. And most pharmacies won't, causing massive death. And Ted Nugent brought that up, and I've been interviewing Ted for over 20 years. I've never heard him with so much anger in his voice, because one of his good friends in Tennessee just died because they wouldn't give him the treatment. And that's what you're talking about, Dr. Bartlett, today. You wanted to get to this, and I'm glad you could come on. Tell us about the accountabilityproject.us.
So there's a lady named Samantha Hill, just a normal citizen whose mom was in the hospital. And she had to fight she had to use wise words, and she had to be very careful in what she said, but she was able to get budesonide nebulizer treatments for her mom and got her mom out of the ICU. But it was against great resistance. That's just a normal, non-medical person who had great resistance that did not give up. She said at one point they had a meeting where they had eight doctors, nurses, pharmacists in the room, trying. to intimidate her and her sister, and they did not back down. You cannot back down now. We literally we're in battles for our loved ones' lives right now, and you cannot cow down. And I'll tell you, a former senator of Georgia, Senator Mike Crotts, C-R-O-T-T-F, just rescued his wife from the ventilator in the ICU in Georgia, and he's a former senator, and he had to fight like hell to rescue his wife from the ventilator in the ICU. The doctors kept saying, no, 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 and finally they broke, and when they started giving budesonide correctly, his wife now, even though they said it was impossible, is off the ventilator and out of the ICU. And so you might have him on your show at some point just to talk about how crazy it is, how much influence.
Please,
sir,
please
have.
Give him, please give me their contact, because again, my father was at 82 oxygen, purple blue, couldn't even talk. I made him get up. I actually had to pinch my dad. I've never actually been mean to my dad, but I had to pinch him to get him to actually breathe. And within a few hours, he was up and walking around. Budesonide was like flipping on the switch. He came back to life. His color came back, doctor. And it pisses me off to see this and see them killing people. What do we do? How do we stop this? And why the hell are these doctors so resistant?
Well, they're controlled. They're controlled. It's amazing that they will do only what the CDC says, even though what the CDC says changes daily and weekly. And so it's not set in stone. You need to use your brain, your training, your experience. And this is going to send a shiver down their spines right now. But if you go to the NIH guidelines for COVID treatment, budesonide is talked about. And they don't know that because they don't read these things. They don't educate themselves. There are many doctors that are seeing that it works, and they're starting to use it as a tool. It's not the tool for – we don't use a one-size-fits-all strategy to do healthcare ever before. That's what's being forced on us. That's communism and socialism. But I'm telling you, it is a very powerful tool, and, you know, you have – patients have patient rights. The doctor doesn't get to say, you need your gallbladder out, here's the risks and benefits, and then the doctor signs the paper. No, the patient and the patient's family get to decide whether they want chemo for cancer, whether they want surgery, whether they want a vaccine, whether they want budesonide, a simple, safe, inexpensive, readily available medicine at every.
So what you're saying is literally save lives. Everybody's got to get your information, this information, the Accountability Project. It's all free, and get it to people, because undoubtedly these cases are going way up. Why do you think the COVID's getting worse? Why are the cases going up? I'm sure you've seen the Pentagon AI scan that it is causing ADE in people. And you've now got the Project Veritas report where they admit that the people that have been injected with this stuff are having major problems. I know they threaten doctors that talk about problems with the vaccine with their license. But I see this house of cards coming down.
Well, I'll tell you, that's many topics that we could talk hours about. I also am an emergency room doctor, and so I can tell you, in my 30 years of practice, I have never taken care of an adverse reaction to a vaccine like a tetanus shot, measles, mumps, rubella. I've never had anybody come in with a stroke as a result of those vaccines. But I have treated with the COVID shot people in the ER that are my patients with a stroke, with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is ascending paralysis and numbness, with they can't walk anymore after they got the shot. Transverse myelitis, where their spinal cord is hit hours after they get the shot and they can't walk, their legs don't work. Pulmonary cripples after this. I've never seen, and we have 333 million Americans, and everybody, for the most part, has had their childhood shots and to go to public schools or even private schools, for the most part. We've given many more vaccines than we many more shots of tetanus vaccine than we have COVID vaccine, and we don't have these tragedies coming. I've never treated them in the ER, but I want to say we're helping rescue people out of the hospitals, out of the ICU, with budesonide nebulizer treatments, 1 milligram. It's actually in the NIH guidelines for treating COVID. It's mentioned, and beyond that, it is the reason people go in the hospital is they have acute respiratory distress syndrome. That's what's going on, and there are studies that prove from the last decade that nebulized budesonide 1 milligram doses are effective for ARDS. It decreases the swelling.
So didn't they really jump the shark by, sure, taking on hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, but now to go after budesonide when it's so well documented, this is really blown up in their face.
It will blow up in their face because this is a medicine that's been around for decades that's been proven to be safe, effective, and inexpensive. And, you know, when it's $3 a treatment, if you pay the full cash price for budesonide, Respules, nobody's going to get rich off of it, i.e. there's the problem. But that's part of the problem. But the bottom line is that they picked the wrong fight. This is a fight they cannot win. And that's why they never hit it head on. That's why Fauci tried to do a proactive attack, an early blitz saying it's just a placebo. Out-and-out lie, proven by Oxford in two randomized controlled trials, the principal trial and the STOIC trial. How many thousands, of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have died around the world as a result of him saying that on purpose and trying to shut it down? It's been censored and suppressed by Facebook. They should be held accountable for all the lives that have been lost by them pulling life-saving medicine. What I spoke was science, and they shut that down. But they've done that to many doctors. But budesonide is bulletproof. There's no way they can shut this down because the evidence is out there for decades. But I'll tell you, the patients have rights. They can demand an ethics committee consult to the hospital. That'll be like grabbing the doctor by the ear and taking him to the principal's office. They can demand budesonide. They have a right to the risk and to being told the risk and benefit of treatment options. And then the patient's family gets to decide the treatment that they want.
And again, I'm no doctor, but if a drug's known to be safe and people want it, why not just give it to them?
And if a doctor refuses to do that, Alex, you can fire the doctor, and then the hospital has to get a new doctor. That's the secret they don't tell you.
I mean, even when I had, like, my leg broken and they gave me pain stuff after they came in and gave me a shot once, and then the neighbor said, well, do you like this pill or the shot? I'm like, I don't know why you're asking me. I don't know about what painkillers to take. But I know with other things, doctors ask you, you know, what you think works better. And I just can't believe that if somebody's on a ventilator, they're saying they're going to die, and they still fight to not give them ivermectin or budesonide. That's just incredible. Well, listen, I really appreciate your time, and I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate you, Dr. Bartlett. I can't thank you enough. Just, we got 1 minute left. What do you make of all the new Fauci stuff coming out, and now the disgraced NIH director having to resign, Francis Collins, because of his ties to the Wuhan lab? Vindication again.
Yes, I think the house of cards will fall down. The truth will come out, and, you know, this is one nation under God. There's our hope. And united we will stand. We're not going to attack fellow Americans, but there are some elitists that think that we are just peasants and that we're just fodder, and we will not. That song, Come and Take It, that's from the flag, you know, with the cannon on it. These are those times where you have to stand up for your loved one. It's life and death, and the patients have rights. You can fire the doctor. You can say you're fired. You can call the nurse's station and say, I'm firing that doctor if they're obnoxious, if they're condescending, if they refuse your valid patient rights. So you want to see change happen faster. People need to start firing doctors.
Start standing up for yourself. Dr. Bartlett, Dr. Richard Bartlett, God bless you and thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with